This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Spikes Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply. Yowza, it's October 1st, and time for some October to-dos in the garden. The seeds of rudbeckia and coneflower are ready to be collected. Cut the heads off in the afternoon when the plant is dry. Open the flower head and collect the seeds. You can store them in a dry area in jars or envelopes. Make sure you mark them or it really will be a surprise. Sometimes you'll get the exact same flower. Other times, even if you label them, it's a surprise. That's part of the fun. What kind of look do you want for your winter garden? What I call the Mr. Clean look with no dead stuff left standing, or the Lazy Susan, which is really a misnomer, and not just because this is my method. I like to leave many of my dead perennials standing for winter interest, and there's good reason to leave your natives up to feed the birds. I just had a goldfinch enjoying my native coneflower seeds. Picture on GardenBite.com. Many types of birds enjoy the seeds of various perennials, and salvia and hardy moms actually seem to overwinter better when the dead stems are left standing. Grasses are outstanding from autumn through winter. Then in spring, when they're cut back, I store them until it's time to use them as mulch for my vegetable garden. One caution, remove any diseased or bug-ridden parts of any plants. If your garden suffered from fungal disease, get rid of the plants and clean up the area. Check out GardenBite.com for more information. And if there are topics of interest that I haven't covered, please send me your suggestions through my Garden Bite Facebook page. From birds to bunnies, poultry to horses, dogs, and the family cat, Spikes and Houle's Feed, Seed, and Pet Supply has all you need to take care of them. Quality feed and quality products to keep your animals happy and healthy. Go to spikesfeed.com. 6 locations and shipping available. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.